Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading 2 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 to 14. This is the word of God. When David had passed a little beyond the summit, Ziba the servant of Mephibosheth met him with a couple of donkeys saddled, bearing 200 loaves of bread, 100 bunches of raisins, 100 of summer fruits, and a skin of wine. And the king said to Ziba, "Why have you brought these?" Ziba answered, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine for those who faint in the wilderness to drink." And the king said, "And where is your master's son?" Ziba said to the king, "Behold, he remains in Jerusalem, for he said, 'Today the house of Israel will give me back the kingdom of my father.'" Then the king said to Ziba, "Behold, all that belonged to Mephibosheth is now yours." And Ziba said, "I pay homage. Let me ever find favor in your sight, my lord the king." When King David came to Bahurim, there came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. And as he came, he cursed continually. And he threw stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And David said as he cursed, get out, you man of blood, you worthless man. The Lord has avenged on you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned, and the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. See, your evil is on you, for you are a man of blood." Then Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over and take off his head." But the king said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? If he is cursing because the Lord has said to him, 'Curse David,' who then shall say, 'Why have you done so?'" And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, "Behold, my own son seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjaminite? Leave him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. It may be that the Lord will look on the wrong done to me, and that the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing today." So David and his men went on the road, while Shimei went along on the hillside opposite him, and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him, and flung dust. And all the people who were with him arrived weary at the Jordan, and there he refreshed himself. Amen. Today we see kind of two different mini stories. The first story is about Ziba, who is the grandson of Saul, King Saul, and the son of Mephibosheth. And then we see a story about Shimei. And today I want to focus more just on this second story on Shimei. He was part of the family line of Saul. He was from the house of Saul, and he was the son of Gera. And if you're interested in kind of like the family tree, you can just Google it, family tree of Saul, and at some point you'll see Shimei's name. But he was probably blaming David for the deaths of Abner and Ishbosheth and for the deaths of Saul's sons and grandsons. And this is why Shimei goes to King David as he's fleeing his own city, Jerusalem. And Shimei is telling King David in verse 7, get out, you man of blood, you worthless man. The Lord has avenged on you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. See, your evil is on you, for you are a man of blood. You know, I'm trying to imagine what David might have been feeling and thinking in this moment. David, as he was faced with the constant pursuit of Saul and his army, we know that David's response was one of respect and submission to Saul's authority. It was one of, initial, adoration and submission. And you know, for David, it didn't bring him joy to see Saul's demise. It didn't give him joy to see Saul die in battle with his sons. So it probably broke his heart when he was reminded of all that had been going on between him and Saul and his family, and how there was just so much brokenness in the household of Saul. Now, Shimei, as we read in this passage, is a man who was constantly cursing David, a king. And Abishai, who was on the king's side, his response was, "Lord, why should this dead dog curse my lord, the king? Let me go over and take off his head. Let me finish it off for you. You don't deserve this. You don't need to listen to this. You shouldn't be cursed. You shouldn't have stones thrown at you. You are a king. Let me take care of this for you, King David." And I think that's how most of us would respond, both as Abishai and also as King David. I feel like if we were the king, we wouldn't want to hear it anymore. We had enough of it. We might just want to kind of, you know, tell Abishai, "Yes, go take care of Shimei for me and let it be over with." And yet David's response is so different from what we probably would say. He says to Abishai and his household, his servants, he says, "What have I to do with you? What have I to do with you? You know, if God has told Shimei to curse me, then let it be so. Let it be so, and perhaps the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing today." You know, I'm constantly challenged and amazed by David's response to hardship and adversity. I feel like when we are faced with adversity in our lives, a lot of us, our immediate response is to figure out a way to get rid of it, to get rid of the hardship, to alleviate the pain, to loosen the bonds. And we want to figure out a way to get out of it as quickly as possible. And yet David's response is to look to the Lord, to say, "If the Lord wills this, then let it be so." He really trusted that if God was for him, then he's going to bring deliverance for him. And so he knew that that wasn't going to come without its own challenges. And yet in the midst of those challenges, he said, "Let me look to the Lord. Let me trust him. If God is for me, he is going to bring deliverance for me and for us, the people of Israel. And there will be a time, if God is for us, that he will bring times of refreshing." And we read at the end of the passage that the king and all the people had arrived weary at the Jordan River because they had been walking for miles and miles, having to hear this man Shimei cursing him and throwing stones at him and flinging dust. And I can just imagine how wearying that could be. And yet it says that at the Jordan, they refreshed himself. They refreshed themselves. I think this is a glimpse of what God is doing in and through David's adversities. God is going to bring a time of refreshing. And I think we need to believe that even for us, as we experience adversity in our own lives, and as we are dealing with hardship, don't be so quick to find solutions, and don't be so quick to alleviate the pain. Don't be so quick to get rid of the problem, but turn to the Lord and trust him. If God is for us, who can be against us? That doesn't mean that there won't be any challenges and there won't be any adversities. But in the midst of those challenges and then in the midst of those adversities, God is calling us to trust him and to know that he is for us. He will bring deliverance for us and for his glory. He will bring times of refreshing. Let's turn to the Lord. Let's trust that he will bring times of refreshing through his son, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that in the midst of David's adversities, God, that he looked to you. He wasn't quick to get rid of the problem. He wasn't quick to get rid of Shimei. But Lord, he looked to you and said, Lord, if you are calling Shimei to curse him, then let it be so. And God, we thank you, Lord, that you have never left him in the midst of those adversities. We thank you, Lord, that after walking miles of enduring cursing and physical pain, Lord, you had brought him to the Jordan and allowed him to refresh himself, to be refreshed. God, I pray that you would help us to turn to you in the midst of our adversities. We would trust, Lord, that if you are our God and if you are for us, Lord, who can be against us? Lord, we know, Lord, that though we may face adversities, Lord, that there is something greater beyond that. Lord, you promise that there will be times of refreshing for those who turn to you, for those who repent, for those who trust in you. And so, Lord, may we do that today. We thank you and we pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. And I hope you are blessed. Let's continue to trust the Lord and find times of refreshing in God's timing. Have a great day.